Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Coming up, transgender athletes banned from competing in women's swimming, and Jeremy McGovern spends a second night in hospital. But first, a woman's been charged for blowing four times the legal limit following a crash in Perth's eastern suburbs overnight. 42-year-old allegedly smashed into traffic lights on Great Eastern Highway in Belmont just after 9 p.m. She was not injured and will appear in Perth court next month. A major ruling in world sport overnight, with the international governing body for swimming banning transgender athletes from competing in women's events. FINA CEO Brett Nowicki announcing new open categories in swimming and says there are some exceptions.
Male to female transgender athletes whose legal gender or gender identity is female, may only compete in FINA competition in the female category if they can establish that they have not experienced any part of male puberty.
Legendary sports broadcaster Bruce McAvaney has been inducted into the Logies Hall of Fame. McAvaney says his most special AFL call was alongside mate Dennis Cometti.
And Dennis and I started as colleagues and we ended up as friends. Can you ask for any more than that? And that AFL Grand Final that we called his last, when the Bulldogs broke the drought and defeated the Swans, remains my favourite memory as a football caller.
Lego Masters presenter Hamish Blake won the Gold Logie and the Bert Newton Award. Some bargain flights into Perth from the eastern states, Virgin slashing trips from Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne to just $119 one way. It's for flights between August 1 and December 14, but doesn't include school holidays. Meantime, the Flying Kangaroo is going green, investing up to $250 million into the establishment of sustainable aviation fuel. Qantas and Airbus are partnering on the initiative and hope governments and businesses also join to boost the biofuel sector. CEO Alan Joyce says it's important to keep air travel sustainable.
People wouldn't be able to see their families if it wasn't for air travel as much as they do. Important goods wouldn't be transported around the world without air travel. The world would be a smaller and insular place around air travel. So it's important for every part of the industry to do its bit to protect this for future generations.
It comes as the Premier and Lord Mayor head to Europe this Saturday on the first Qantas Perth to Rome direct flight. In sport, West Coast Eagles star Jeremy McGovern remains in hospital this morning after a blow to the ribs in Saturday's loss to Geelong. The defender spending a second night at Royal Perth Hospital. It's hoped he can leave today, but will miss games in the coming weeks. Tim Kelly and Liam Ryan expected back to face Essendon this Friday night at Optus Stadium, while Willy Rioli has escaped with a fine and is cleared to play. Well, Matt Tabanar will bolster the Fremantle Dockers forward line for the game against Carlton on Saturday. It's happening at Marvel Stadium.
Listener.